Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time to join our Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Father, I'd like to speak to you about Shakespeare and lies today. Lies like telling lies. How would you translate the word Shakespeare in Latin?
Well, Shakespeare, Well, Shakespeare is the Shakespeare, you know. Quatiens telum.
Quatiens telum?
Yeah, shaking the spear.
And lies?
A lie doesn't work.
What do you mean? How do you say a lie?
It's okay.
The Eighth Commandment.
Yeah.
How do you translate the Eighth Commandment?
Mendacium.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbour.
Falsum testimonium. Non facies falsum testimonium adversus proximum tuum. You will not make non facies. I find a mistake in the Vulgate says. That's all right.
As I said, I'm going to talk about Shakespeare and the lies. But now I'm going to quote from Shakespeare as you like
it.
A courteous retort. Quote, "Sir, I am not of your opinion. I beg to differ from you."
I am not of your opinion. Hey, that's easy. Tue opiniones non sum ego. Velim, I'd like to...
I beg to differ from you.
Velim tecum dissentire.
Would the Romans have spoken that way?
Oh, I don't see why not. How are you going to know how you say it? I don't know. Velim tecum dissentire. I would like to disagree with you.
A countercheck. How do you say countercheck?
What is a countercheck? What does that mean?
To disagree, basically.
And what is the text?
The text is from Shakespeare. As you like it. How do you translate?
As you like it. Ut tibi placet.
Okay, a quote from Ut tibi placet. Sir, how dare you utter such a falsehood? Sir, you know that is not true.
Yeah.
Well, sir.
Quomodo domine. Quomodo audes tantum proferi mendacium. To bring out such a falsehood.
Sir, you know that is not true.
You know. Illud verum non esse novisti. You know that's not true.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about disagreeing as a countercheck, which is probably not something you would use so much today. More prosaically, the word counter, how would you say under the counter, meaning black market?
Oh, Lord, deliver us. How they said that, I don't even know. Under the ground of clam or secreto secretly or clam secretly or, you know, abscondito secretly. You have to go from language to language. That's the problem here.
Then we've just spoken about the black market under the counter. We go back to our theme. Did the Romans tell white lies?
And white lies. That's another one. Well, they didn't have the word for white lies, that's for sure.
Oh, you see, I caught you out.
Yeah.
The Romans didn't have a
word. I mean, they probably did tell white lies, but mendacia honesta.
Well,
honest lies. Mendacia proba, good lies. But didn't have the idea of, white, black, green, blue, black. They didn't have white lies. They didn't. There's no such thing in Latin as a mendacium candidum. Bah! Candidum mendacium would be an honest lie.
That's a contradiction. Is there a contradiction between Shakespeare and the Romans, or do you think that Shakespeare had a Roman mind, a Latin mind?
Oh, my Lord, Shakespeare got everything from the Romans. What are you talking about? And half of his plays were, I won't say, translations from the Romans. From Plautus, on the way to the Forum, you know, I don't know, this other, what is this other, he has a famous thing. One man on the way to the Forum and all this other stuff. He got all his characters and everything is from the Romans.
Are you accusing him of plagiarizing?
Just about.
How do you say plagiarizing in Latin?
But that's a plagiarism. That's Greek. But, you know, furtum, sunt furta literaria, literary robberies.
You can't lie about that. He did that.
Yeah, I know him, but the fact is he got many, many things. Mm. Oh, heaven's sake. What do you think, for example, Julius Caesar? You know,
Coriolanus, Titus and Andronicus.
Coriolanus, all that stuff is
Titus
from...
Titus and Andronicus.
Oh, Andronicus is the word.
Sorry, I apologize.
Anyway, but he got all that stuff from the Romans. What do you mean?
But there's one word that neither Shakespeare nor the Romans would know about, and that's a lie detector.
A lie detector? No, there's no problem there. Mendaciorum detector. A detector of lies. Which is the man who does it. Oh, I don't care.
Heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Carmelite Father Reginald Foster for sharing with us his scholarly expertise and affording us entertainment as he goes along.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.